This tape was recorded on September 1966. Interviews. Yes, it's your man on the streets, folks, on 77 WABC, and it's now 3 o'clock. We're on Broadway, and we're going to interview people of New York. And here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Man on the street.
What's your name?
Mrs. Bocicaloop.
What do you do for a living?
You wouldn't believe it.
What do you do for a living?
I make pizzas.
You make pizzas?
Well,
where?
Well, I help my my husband. See, we have this nice... Oh, you should come here sometime. Oh, come on, Sonny. I'll give you half price. It's a beautiful place.
Right now,
it's
like
the second? It's called Pizza Parlor. Everybody goes there.
What street and what avenue?
It's on 18th Avenue and 66th Street.
Near the bank building?
Yes, it's one block away.
Oh,
and it's much better than that stupid pizza place next to the bank.
Yeah?
Yes.
I heard that they were bad pizza, all stale and everything.
Next to the bank? Oh,
who's this
yes.
man next to you? Is this your husband?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Bocicaloop, I want to thank you. Can you speak English?
Yeah.
A little English. Do you have any hobbies or sports you like? Basketball? You like basketball?
No, I usually
baseball?
Like to kill people.
You like to kill people?
Yeah, that's my hobby. I collect their bodies. I have different kind of bodies. They're all big bodies, small bodies, tall bodies, short
bodies. Where do you put these bodies?
I hang them in the closet.
And for
it's
what?
Very hard to dust, you know, but that's all right.
I like bodies.
Yeah, that's it? You just kill and collect bodies? What a hobby.
Yeah.
Very interesting. You should see. I mean, it's not every day that you walk in somebody's house and you look in the closet and see dead bodies hanging out.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's very nice.
Tell me, do you have any favorite sport you like to watch on television?
Oh, I like to watch baseball.
Baseball. Who's your best baseball player?
Willie Mays.
And what team is he on? The Dugans or something?
No, the Giants.
Oh, the Giants. Yeah, I don't want to... What was that? Oh, the guy got
San
hit by a bus.
Francisco
wait, I had to kill that guy so I could collect him as a body.
Okay,
it looks like he has a stupid
okay,
body.
This is Bocicaloop.
Yes.
You work at... Yes.
I have 4 and a half children.
I got him. He was so hard to kill, but I got him.
Oh, thank you. Go ahead.
I have 4 and a half children.
A half?
Yes. You see, my husband, you know his hobby of collecting
uh-oh.
Dead bodies... Well, he didn't know that was our child, so... Oh, well, he didn't do anything drastically wrong. He just cut off both arms and one leg.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, it was.
Poor
Caroline.
Do you just do the work around the pizza shop, or would you have other work, other employment?
Well, in the nighttime, I go with my husband, murking around the corners in the murky depths, you know, of the New York City, to, find these innocent bystanders. See, these stupid people just go walking by. Can you imagine?
Yeah, is that silly?
And then,
how much
and
is
then
your pizza? We have a little free commercial thrown in here.
They're only 11 cents a slice.
Oh, whoa.
They would be 10 cents a slice, but we need the extra penny.
For what?
You wouldn't believe it.
What?
Well, if we had all these bodies hanging around, it wouldn't be too nice, so we have to embalm them, and the penny goes towards the fluid.
Oh. Well, thank you. You're very interested and very interesting people
yes,
in New
I
York
know.
City. Thank you, Mr. Bocicaloop.
By the way, I think Mr. I like your body.
No, wait a minute. Get out of here, Mr. Bocicaloop. No, I'm not for sale.
Oh, I didn't know.
Thank you. I must go across the street. I see a nice young lady doing nothing. I think I'll talk to her. What is your name?
Kathy Cantaloupe.
Kathy Cantaloupe? What do you do for a living?
I own a cabbage farm.
A cabbage farm?
Yes, we raise cucumbers.
Where is this cabbage farm located?
In the heart of the potato farmlands.
Oh. Are you married?
Yes.
To who?
Oh, a peach of a fellow.
A peach of a... You're kind of funny. You're the fruit of a loom. Do you do other work? How many kids do you have? Or do you have any?
Oh, we have about... 30, give or take a few.
30 kids, wow.
Yes.
Do you have any hobbies, Eli?
Yes, I stuff olives.
You stuff olives? With what? With what?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
Everybody's been saying that. With what? I believe it. People
mashed
in New York.
Potatoes?
With mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
You sell these?
Yeah.
What are they called?
Olive patties.
I love patties?
No. Olive potato patties.
Oh, olive potato patties. Oh. Is your husband around?
No, he's in the cranberry bogs.
Oh.
I am.
What are you doing in New York if your farm is upstate New York? What are you doing in the heart of the city? Getting supplies or what?
We're looking for, carrot seeds.
Carrot seeds for what?
We're gonna plant string beans.
Oh, we need carrot seeds, so.
Of course.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, well, thank you very much. I see another man across the street. Looks kind of Icky May. I'll talk to him. Thank you, Mrs.
My husband!
No, your husband's in the farm.
Oh, he's in the cranberry box.
Oh, sorry. Oh, thank you. Oh, mister, wait a minute. Sorry, mister. Mister, what is your name, please?
My name is Mr. Kalubi.
Mr. Kalubi?
Yes. I'm a bus driver.
A bus driver? What do you drive?
A bus.
I was going to think of them.
Yeah,
I heard
got
a bus
more.
Driver's joke one day, you know. This bus driver was went on Main Avenue, you see, and this lady got on with this big, big dog, you know. So the bus driver said, "You can't bring this dog on this bus." She says, "Well, this dog costs $10,000. So the bus driver said, if he costs that much, let him take a cab." Tell me, do you meet interesting people on buses?
Yeah.
What kind of people? Name a person that you knew. Interesting, a very interesting person.
Let me
on the
see.
Bus.
There's a couple different. Like Sal.
Sal?
Yeah, he used to come on the bus very often. He comes in. First he sits in one seat. Then he sits in another seat.
What'd he do that
then
for?
Then he sits in one seat. Then he sits in another
why
seat.
Why did he do that
then
for?
Then he punches the lady in back of him. Then he punches the lady in front of him.
Why does he do this?
I don't know. He never told me.
Oh. Do you like to drink? Are you a heavy drinker?
Yeah. I like to drink a lot.
Oh, that's good. You smoke?
Yeah,
what
why
do you
not?
Smoke?
Cigarettes.
I mean, what brand of cigarettes?
Well, I smoke one cigarette one day, and another cigarette
day.
Another day.
Oh,
a cigarette
right.
a day you keeps right. the doctor away.
Oh, that's good, that's good. Where were you born? Were you born in New York or you came from another state?
I came from another state.
What state was that?
New Caledonia.
New Caledonia. Where's that located, please? I'm kind of dumb in geography. Kind of dumb anyway.
I think it's located in Antarctica.
In Antarctica? You were in the cold weather?
No, it was very warm down there.
Antarctica is supposed to be cold.
It was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Next time I come down there, it might be cold. I don't know.
Are you married?
No.
Oh, too bad. How long have you been working at this bus company? How long have you
been
working?
About 1.5 days.
Meet all these interesting people in 1.5 days?
Well,
excuse me. Thank you, Mr. What was your name?
I always forget my name. See, I always change it. Sometimes I don't like my name, so I keep on changing it. One day I have one name, one day I don't have another
French
name.
Over there. I think
yeah.
She's French. She looks like one of those French. Well, I'll see you. Thank you. Thank you. Watch out, you stupid bus driver. Oh, miss. Miss, what is your name?
Oui, monsieur.
What is your name?
Key?
Nay?
Oh, name.
Name. Nam.
Oh,
shut up. I didn't mean you.
Mademoiselle Mimi Dumont.
Is that your name?
Oui, monsieur.
And where did you come from?
France.
La France.
La France.
I don't understand
Excusez-moi.
You. Excusez-moi. Wait, I don't understand
Excusez-moi.
You. Miss. You understand French?
Oh, me.
Oh, I don't understand this lady. You better help me.
She understands you.
Tell her, what is her name? Say that.
Qui le nom? Mon nom. Qu'est-ce que le nom? Oh, oui, nice.
This is a foreign program.
Mademoiselle Mimi Dumont.
Well, she told your name.
What was her name? What's it in English?
Mimi Dumont.
What's that mean in English?
Marie Dumont.
Is she ask her if she's married, you know.
Vous êtes un mari? Non, je ne marie.
Oh, I understand that. Ask her how old she is. Quel âge?
Quel âge avez-vous? Je ne sais pas à la.
What was that number?
She'd rather not say.
Oh. Woo, what those sexy ones. Woo! Tell her she has a mare.
A what?
A mother father. I failed easy French. Où est le parent?
Oh. Qui ma mère et Marie.
Yeah, I understand that.
Maria. Oui, Maria?
Yeah, your mother's name is Mary.
Oui! Elle est mon mère.
Ah.
Mon père est Jean.
Your father's name is Jean.
Il est très gentil.
What was that?
He's very nice.
Avez-vous un frère?
Oui.
You have a brother?
J'avais trois frères.
Oh.
Il nomme son Paul.
Yeah.
Jean-Paul et Paul Jean.
Oh. Well, that's very good. Avez-vous une sœur?
Oui, monsieur.
How many of those you got?
Je ne sais pas. Une question, okay?
What's that mean?
She doesn't understand the question.
Avez-vous une sœur? Do you have a sister?
Combien de sœurs?
I fail French.
Oh, monsieur. Je n'avais pas une sœur.
You don't have a sister?
Non, monsieur.
Oh.